here's a story from The World.
In Iran, a certain phone app is in huge demand right now. It's called Garshad. Launched in 2016, it is a mapping app that allows people in Iran, primarily women, to mark the location of the country's morality police. That way, other people can avoid them. Now the app has been updated to also include the location of riot police. I'm joined from San Francisco by one of the founders of the Garshad app. Firuzeh Mahmoudi is executive director of the human rights group United for Iran. Firuzeh, tell us a little bit more about how the Garshad app actually works.
Garshad essentially allows users to report and view the location of the morality police throughout the country.
Right. So it's crowdsourced, and then wherever those forces are, there's a pin drop, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And if multiple folks, users, use the same point near the same area, they get all clumped together. And users can only report if they're within 500 meter vicinity of a location to avoid spamming by government officials.
I mean, we hear a lot about the morality police. That's actually shorthand for a much longer title. Who are they exactly?
The morality police were created under President Ahmadinejad. Essentially, their role is to ensure that people are being proper, they're using their hijab properly, and they stop. 90% of who they stop are women. And it's essentially one of the government's arms to oppress people using its ideology. And hijab is a physical thing, but it's much more than that. It's a tool of oppression to oppress half of the population. And that's the identity by which the Islamic Republic has built its name on.
I'd like you, Firuzeh, to help us understand what it's like to live with the morality police around you all the time. I know you were once arrested by the morality police. Tell us about that experience.
I left Iran when I was 12. My mother could not leave. So I went back to Iran when I was 16, and I was arrested quite briefly, 5 hours. I had to, my mom and my aunt and my sister, we all went together because they did not want me to go in alone. I had to sign that next time I would get 50 lashes. And then we were released. It's horrifying. You know, like the idea of getting 50 lashes next time, or I was worried I was not going to be able to leave the country because I have a bit of an accent in Farsi. But that is nothing compared to what Iranian women face and fear every day. They don't have body autonomy. Like, they cannot just go out as they wish. The control and the power is not just on their physical body, but it permeates their emotions, their spirit, everything. It's their entire body. They're being oppressed.
Firuzeh, when you think about what is happening in Iran right now, what occurs to you? What occurs to you about right now and the future?
It's heartbreaking to see millions and millions of people oppressed and being forced to lead a life that they don't want. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. It's also so inspiring. They are incredibly brave, this young new generation. They have no fear in their eyes. I see the fear on the other side, although they're the ones with bullets. One of the chants is, there are more of us and there are your bullets. So we don't know exactly how this round is going to go. This protest that has turned into an uprising and a movement. And I feel like the genie's out of the bottle. They have no place to go. They've created a situation where they either have to give up their entire identity, which is no longer going to be Islamic Republic, or they are forced to continue oppress, and the people are essentially saying, we're done.
Firuzeh Mahmoudi is executive director of the human rights group United for Iran. She's one of the founders of the Garshad mapping app that helps Iranians avoid the morality and riot police. Firuzeh, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
From PRX.